在感恩节的时候，常常大家围桌围炉坐在一起，都会数算恩典。
A time of Thanksgiving, we often gather together to count our blessings from the Lord.
我们今天很高兴的有两位主内的姐妹要分享他们的见证。
Today we're very happy to have two sisters to come forward to share their testimony with us.
我们第一位是伊丽莎瑶姐妹。
First is Elisa.
那她是今年在教会受洗。
She was baptized this year.
所以我们就很高兴的把时间交给她。
So give the following time to her.
让我们请James 翻译。
Many people probably wonder why I made the decision to be baptized.
很多人可能会问我为什么我今年决定要受洗。
And how I had the faith to take such a big step.
我怎么会有这样子的信心来接受受洗。
I remember when I went to gospel camp in fifth grade, I didn't know what it was like, and I thought it was all about having fun.
我记得在五年级的时候我去福音营，那时候不太了解福音营的意义是什么，我觉得只是去觉得很好玩。
My first time there, I realized how everyone was so strong about their faith and it wasn't just to have fun.
但是我第一次觉得说这去福音营不是只是去玩乐，而是有一个很重要的信息。
It was really just to experience God.
我去那边经历了神。
Then in sixth grade, when I went to gospel camp, I started to learn more about God and got to know Him better.
那第六年我再一次去福音营的时候，我学习了更多关于神的一些问题。
In seventh grade, I really started to experience God and realize how big His love was for me.
在第七年的时候，我开始在我生命上可以经历了神。
But I also realized each time I came back from gospel camp, my faith and love for God.Would soon start to fade away.
我也了解，每一次从福音回来以后，慢慢的，我的信心好像会慢慢的减少。
I would also forget that feeling when I connected to God at gospel camp.
我会说会忘了我在福音那个时候可以跟神一起连接的那种感觉。
So last year when I went to gospel camp, I really wanted to keep the moment and feeling and not let it fade away when I came back.
去年福音营回来以后，我就决志说不要让那样子的感觉消失了。
That year at gospel camp, I really experienced God really well and saw how strong His love was for me. My faith started to grow.
去年在福音营的时候，我真的感觉到神在我身上的做工，我也一直感觉他我身上的大能。
When I came back this year, that feeling and love for God never faded.And started to grow stronger.
所以今年我回来以后，我对神的这种感觉并没有消失，反而越来越强。
With all the encouragement from my counselors at gospel camp, my family and the pastors, I decided to get baptized.
所以在福音营的同工跟我的家人跟牧师的鼓励下，我决定我要受洗。
When I got baptized, I realized I was thankful that the baptism had been delayed.Because it let me see how much more I learned about God and how difficult life can be.
当我受洗的时候，我了解说，这个洗礼，真的是，让我更加的认识神。
I'm really thankful for this church, the pastors here, friends and family.
我感谢这个教会，感谢自己的牧师跟自己的家人跟朋友们。
Because without them, I could never have made the decision to be baptized.
没有他们的话，我就不会做这个受洗的决志。
And taking that big step into becoming closer to God.
决定来更亲近神。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I think as a parent, there's no greater joy than to see one's own child.Or children being baptized and believing the Lord being saved.
当一个父母，我想最大的喜乐就是看到自己的儿子儿女向接受主而且受洗。
我自己还能很祝福的事情是我两个女儿呢都是我带他们信主，并且小女儿是我替她在海边受洗。
Reverend Lin felt very blessed because he was able to lead personally both of his daughters into the Lord and actually baptize the youngest daughter in the ocean.
刚刚我看见 Elisa 在讲见证，所以有些父母都眼红红的，特别妈妈们。
Saw that many mothers especially have tears in their eyes when Elisa was giving her testimony.
所以鼓励你为你的孩子祷告是让鼓励他们去教会，让他们能够也早日信主受洗得救。
I encourage all the parents to pray for their kids and encourage them to come to church and so that they can receive the Lord and be baptized.
但对我们当中有一些比较年长的来讲，可能你的父母也是你的是祷告福音的对象。
And for some of our older brothers and sisters, maybe we should also remember our parents as our object of our prayer.
所以让我们是对神有信心，让我们继续的祷告。
So we need to have faith in our Lord and continue to pray for our families.
我们第二位要分享见证的是 Eva， 我们为她做了很多祷告。
Our second sister will be sharing is Eva. We've been praying for her.
她刚刚做完她所有的化疗。
She has completed all her chemotherapy.
前几天我跟她说，你做完了。检查完之后，我们应当一起跟你出去吃东西庆祝一下。
Reverend Lin told her a couple of days ago, saying that we should go out and celebrate the completion of your chemotherapy.
我说随你选，你想吃什么
？So you can pick whatever you want to eat.
她说我想吃沙拉。
She said she want to have salad.
为什么呢
？Why？
原来她做化疗的时候，她所有的东西都要经过消毒，所以不能吃任何生冷的东西。
Because during chemotherapy, she was not able to eat anything raw. Everything has to be cooked.
很多时候我们有选择，我们常常出去都是选吃一些好吃的东西。
Often when we go out, we want to pick something that's very delicious.
然后我们都不选择去吃草。
Often we don't choose to eat salad.
但是一个人做化疗的时候，原来是那么不容易。
But we can understand that people in chemotherapy are not able to have salad.
我们很感谢神，他今天要出来跟我们讲他的见证。
We thank the Lord that Eva is here today to give us her testimony.
他的那个 immediate family 都在这里。
And all her immediate families are here also.
Can't read my notes.
看不到他的字。
It's a size 16 font. I can't read it.
虽然这字印的很大，但是他看不到，因为眼睛有泪水。
I'm thankful to be surviving, and it is indeed God's grace.
感谢神，我今天生存在这里，那真的是神的恩典。
That I can be here today, sharing His goodness and faithfulness with all of you.
今天我可以在这里分享他的恩典跟他的信实。
It has been a tough 7 months through the diagnosis, the surgery, the treatments of my breast cancer.
过去七个月是相当的困难，因为我有得到了乳癌的这个手术跟治疗。
But I believe that it is even more grueling for my family and loved ones to see me going through this.
我也知道这对我的家人跟爱我的所有的人，这也是一件很辛苦的事。
But I'm thankful that I have a loving and supportive family who pray for and with me and take care of me throughout these difficult months.
感谢神，我一个爱我的家庭，还有非常的支持我的家庭，他们为我祷告，也跟我一起祷告来照顾我。
And equally important that God has sent every one of you into my life.
我也很高兴神把你们每一位弟兄姐妹带到我的生命中。
I'm thankful that many brothers and sisters who have supported us through continuous prayers.
我感谢弟兄姐妹的不断的祷告。
Encourage us through emails, phone calls, and even with beautiful flowers.
用 email, 电话或是用美丽的花来鼓励我。
And also indulge us with delicious meals, soups, healthy fruits and vegetables.
也很多人带给我很好吃的饮食。
During these months, as I struggled through recovering from the surgery and the course of chemo treatments,
过去几个月，当我在手术中复原，还有在接受化疗的时候，
it is indeed God's strength and promise that have upheld me.
真是神的力量来支撑着我。
And God knows that there are many times that I have come to the point of despair.
因为神知道，有很多时候我有点灰心。
There were times some of the side effects were getting to be quite unbearable.
有时候化疗的这些副作用让我真的觉得很辛苦。
I was just too weak to do anything, too tired to even hold up my head or sitting up, too tired to talk or even open my eyes.
有时候我真的是太累了，也太软弱了，我没有办法举起我的头，也没有办法睁开我的眼睛。
And getting off the couch and walking the 20 feet to the bathroom has become such a strenuous activity.
从沙发上起来走20次到我的厕所是一个很困难的事情。
And there were times that all I could do was to lie on the couch as if I was lying in the arms of God, my Heavenly Father, like a little child and just trusting Him to help me through 1 hour at a time and 1 day at a time.
常常我觉得我躺在沙发上好像躺在神的手中一样。让他来带领我每一个小时每一天。
I'm comforted by God's words reminding me, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
神的话语安慰我，叫我要强壮，要有勇气，不要害怕，因为神的爱与我同在。
Even though the most difficult part of my treatment, the chemotherapy, is done,
虽然现在最困难的这化疗已经过去了，
I'm still facing months of continuous treatments and monitoring of my health.
我还是有好几个月的治疗，还有我需要关心我的疾病。
For the next 8 months, I will need to have infusion of a target drug, Herceptin, every 3 weeks.
在以后的八个月当中，我每三个礼拜还是要接受这个一个特别的药物的治疗。
And my heart function will also need to be closely monitored by heart scan.
他们也会特别的来来看我的心脏的功能好不好。
As I read through His words and faithful promises, I know that He will hold my hands and walk with me as I go through this trial in life.
在读经的时候常常提醒我，我知道神会牵我的手，他会与我同过这个困难的时期。
He will never forsake me as his rod and staff comfort me.
他不会放弃他的杖他的竿来安慰我。
And when I feel the most sick and lonely, I have to trust and know that God is near even in the darkest cloud and waiting to go through it with me.
当我觉得很寂寞，当我觉得很低落的时候，我需要信任神就在我的旁边。
As I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, yet I fear no evil, for I am in His arms, and I know that He is with me.
当我走过死亡的阴谷的时候，我也知道神与我同在。
I will be able to take refuge in the shadow of His wings.And I can sing praises to Him.
我可以藏在他的翅膀的保护下，我也可以来赞美他。
During the last 7 months, I was not able to attend church too many times. But I'm thankful and treasure the few times that I can be here.
但是我非常感谢那几次我可以来这里做礼拜。
When worshiping, as I lift up my voice to sing praises to my God, I felt so blessed. To be alive. And I sang until tears cover my face.
我觉得我真的是很受神的祝福，能够活着来用我的声音来赞美他。
I was wearing a mask and seemed distant and awkward.
我可能常常戴着我的口罩，那大家可能觉得我不愿意跟他们谈话。
That is because my immune system was low and I was more susceptible even to the everyday germs.
因为那个时候他的免疫系统、比较低落，那容易感染细菌。
But I want to let you all know that your warm smiles and knowing loving glances have indeed warmed my heart and lift my spirit.
我要让每一位弟兄姐妹知道，但是你们的关心真的是温暖了我的心。
And I feel blessed to be in God's house.
我觉得我在神的家中、非常的受的祝福。
And it is surely God's grace that I can come to His house to worship and thanking God every day I am allowed to serve Him and His grace that I am able.
真的是神的恩典，我可以来到他的家中来敬拜他。我感谢神每一天，因为我可以来侍奉他。
I know that His grace is sufficient, and His goodness and mercy will follow me as I walk with Him.
知道他恩典够我用，他的慈爱也会跟我同在。
Thank you. God bless.
谢谢。
谢谢 Eva， 他呢是分享他。的心路历程。
I want to thank our sister Eva to share about her experience.
我想她讲的会成为许多的弟兄姐妹的鼓励。
I believe her testimony will become a great encouragement for many brothers and sisters.
其实我们目前当中也有一些弟兄姐妹在受治疗。
We also have some brothers and sisters among us who are receiving treatment right now.
只是他们没有是告诉给大家。
They may not have announced it themselves.
我们也有一些是 cancer survivor， 是走过这一段不容易的路。
We also have some cancer survivors among us.
我想还能是他们的你们的经历会成为许多人将来的祝福。
The I believe your experience will become a blessing to many in the future.
我们为他们的见证感谢神。
We want to thank God for the testimonies.
很多的时候，当我们身体健康，我们觉得好像自己什么都能够做。
Often when we're healthy, we think we're invincible. We can do everything.
但是其实，当我们生病的时候，我们才知道我们是何等的软弱。
But when we're sick, we realize how weak we are.
有时候我在想，在这种人生的苦难当中，如果没有上帝，我们会怎么样子？
I often wonder if we don't have God, what we would do throughout the trials of life.
所以我们何等的蒙福，因为我们有一位带领我们、爱护我们、帮助我们的神。
But indeed, we're very blessed because we have a God that leads us, protects us, and loves us.
并且这个爱是在耶稣基督里是彰显出来的。
And this love has been manifested in our Lord Jesus Christ.
感恩节历来是数算主恩的日子。
The time of Thanksgiving is a time for us to count God's blessing.
可能你过往的一年过得很顺利，很蒙福，你肯感恩。
Maybe you give thanks for this past year, everything that went very smoothly.
也可能你过去这一年过得很不容易。
Or maybe this past year has been very difficult for you.
很困难。
And not easy.
但是作为信主的人，我们仍然可以感恩。
But as a believer, we can still give thanks.
我们 认识一位是侍奉主的人。
We have known a brother who knows the Lord, who's a God servant, who served the Lord.
然后呢，他是一生可能一个人奔波劳碌，在各地传福音，建立教会。
Throughout his life, he traveled throughout the region and built up many churches.
但是当他年老的时候
，But as he was getting older,
他得到了什么呢？
What did he receive?
他是不是每个月有一个六位数字的收入呢？
Did he have a high income every month?
他是不是有很多人前呼后拥的称赞他呢
？Did he get many praises from people? No.
没有。这就是使徒保罗。
And we're talking about the Apostle Paul.
他年老的时候是回顾过往的岁月。
As in his old age, as he looked back,
在他写信给他属灵的儿子是提摩太的时候
，when he was writing a letter to his spiritual son Timothy,
他回顾他感恩
，he was thinking about the past and he gave thanks.
这是他的写下的话语
，this is his words.
也就是我们新约圣经提摩太前书一章十二到十七节。
Written in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 to 16.
我读中文的部分，请 James 读英文的部分。
We'll read it first in Chinese and then in English.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁谤人的。然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and a violent man.I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord has poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁的身上写明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他的永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for the very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners,Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who will believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
保罗在写提摩太前书的时候已经年逾六十岁。
When Paul was writing this book for his Timothy, he was about age 60.
在主历63到65年左右
It's about AD 63
当时他住在腓立比
At that time he was living in the city of Philippi
向在以弗所牧会的提摩太交代教会的事务
And he sent his letter to Timothy who was living in taking care of the church in Ephesus
故此这封信又称为教牧书信之一
So this letter was called one of the pastoral epistles
保罗在此时的脚中已经走过大多数的城市。
By this time, Paul had already traveled throughout all the cities in Asia Minor.
在各大城市建立了教会。
He built up many churches.
一些对保罗爱护有加。
Some of them were very loving toward Paul.
但是也有一些是教会是问题一大摞。
But there are some other churches also have many, many problems.
正如好像哥林多的教会一样。
Like the church in the Corinth.
保罗风尘仆仆，满脸风霜。
As Paul was traveling through all these places,
但是换来的不是尊重和肯定。
He did not always receive his reward or respect.
而是饱经忧患，无限辛酸。
But he truly has suffered much and experienced much.
但是当他回顾往事,
but as he looked back,
他却能够是衷心地感谢上帝。
He could give thanks to the Lord full-heartedly.
他是为了主的救赎感恩。
He gave thanks for God's salvation.
他是为着主赐给他的恩典感恩。
He gave thanks for God's mercy and grace.
他是为着主呼召他侍奉而感恩。
He gave thanks for God's calling for him to serve the Lord.
保罗是为基督耶稣的救赎而感恩。
He gave thanks for Jesus' salvation.
他说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
He said here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
感谢主，耶稣基督是为了拯救你我而来的。
I want to thank the Lord indeed. Jesus came to save you and I.
正如在约翰福音三章十七节，请打出来。
Just like the Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 17.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
扪心自问。
Let's ask ourselves.
我们都不完全。
We're not perfect.
在圣洁的上帝面前。
In front of our holy Lord.
我们都有罪过。
We're all sinners.
甚至而耶稣基督贵为上帝的独生子。
Jesus is the only son of our God.
竟然为我们而来。
He was willing to come into this world
for
us. Willing to die on the cross for us.
竟然要救赎我,
to save us.
使我能够在天家有一个永恒的住处,
so that we can have eternal life in the heaven.
这实在是太感动。
Indeed, this is very moving.
这就是福音大好的消息。
This is the great news of the gospel.
这是千真万确的事。
This is indeed a truth.
正如耶稣自己在马太福音九章十三节说
，Just like Jesus says in the book of Matthew,
我来不是召义人，乃是召罪人。
For I not come to call the righteous but sinners.
当我听到这个消息，我就感谢主。
When I hear this news, I give thanks to the Lord.
因为基督耶稣是为我这个罪人而来的。
Because Jesus came into this world for me, like sinners.
或者你觉得说，为什么我自己要对号入座呢
？Sometimes I say, why do I need a number to get in?
那为什么我要认为自己是个罪人呢
？Why should I say that I'm a sinner？
我不是活得蛮 respectable 吗
？Yeah, I have a very respectful life.
但是诗篇一百三十篇三到四节提醒我们。
Psalm 134 reminds us.
主耶和华，你若擦旧罪业，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏。
If you, Lord, keep a record of sins, Lord, who could stand?
在上帝的圣洁面前
In front of the holiness of our God,
我们有哪一个人能够说自己是完全
Who can we say that we are without sin?
我们有哪一个人能够在神面前夸口说我从来不犯错
Who can we boast among the before the Lord saying that we have never made any mistakes?
我们每个人都需要上帝的怜悯
We all need God's mercy.
我们每个人都需要上帝的赦免
We all need forgiveness from the Lord.
因为如果上帝跟我们斤斤计较，每一样是按照我们所当得的来跟我们计算的话，我们当不起。
If God wants to keep a record of our sins and to pay us back for that, then there's no way we can stand before Him.
并且我们从圣经里看到。
And from the Bible, we can see.
当一个人在属灵上越成熟
，as we become more mature spiritually,
他就越发谦卑。
They become more humble.
也越发感到需要上帝的怜悯。
And realize their need for God's mercy.
我们可以从保罗自己的生命里面看到。
We can see in Paul's life.
当保罗他的那个比较年轻的时候，年少气盛的时候，年壮气盛的时候。
When Paul was young and strong.
在公元大概五十一年左右。
Around 50 AD,
保罗在写哥林多前书十五章九节的时候
，When he was writing the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
他说："我原是使徒中最小的。
"He said, "I'm the least of the apostles."
因为我以前逼迫神的教会。
Because he persecuted the church before.
但是他觉得是在使徒之中，他还是最小的，但是还是一个使徒。
Even though he was the least, but at least he was apostle.
大概十年之后
10 years later
在主后大概61-62年左右
In about 61 AD
当保罗写以弗所书的时候
He was writing the book of Ephesians
在三章八节他说
Chapter 3:8 says
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小
Although I'm less than the least of all the Lord's people
众圣徒就是所有的基督徒
For all the believers
但这十几年的经历让他谦卑了很多他说可能在基督徒当中我只是一个最小的弟兄
After 10 years he became much more humble He said he was the least of all the Lord's people
跟这个十年之前的这个大使徒不一样
Compared with 10 years ago a great apostle is very different
然后我们再看再过了几年
A few more years later
保罗为主下监受苦
After Paul was put into prison
人生的路就快结束
Toward the end of his journey,
信仰也炉火纯青,
his faith was indeed much more mature.
保罗回顾他蒙恩得救,
as he looked back his salvation,
在提摩太前书一章十五节,
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, what did he see?
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
He said, among the sinners of whom I am the worst.
从使徒中最小的。
From the least of apostles
to the least of saints, 真正一个属灵的人看到的是我在罪人中是最大的罪人。
Now he sees that he is the worst of all sinners.
从这个保罗的生平里面，我们看见他属灵的长进。
From Paul's life, we can see his maturity spiritually.
保罗的榜样也给我们在侍奉上一个重要的提醒。
And he set a very great example for us to remind us that.
我自小在教会中长大。
Reverend Lin had grew up in the church.
在教会中我看见许多的纷争。
Sometimes there's many conflicts within the church.
甚至分裂。
Or divisions.
都是常常有一些热心侍奉却又坚持己见的信徒造成。
Often comes from people who are indeed very zealous for the Lord but insist on their own opinions.
那些不冷不热的，还能不关心的，从来不会分裂教会。
For those who do not care about the church, they would not cause any division of the church.
常常教会里面大家吵得脸红耳热，还能那个令教会还能分裂的，是那些常常热心侍奉的人。
It's indeed those who are indeed very zealous for the Lord that often cause about arguments and divisions in the church.
问题，侍奉是好的，只是坚持己见是问题。
Serving the Lord is great, but to insist on your own opinion is an issue.
在信仰的真理上，我们要坚持。
We need to insist on the truth in our faith.
在道德的标准上，我们要谨守。
On moral standard, we also need to be careful.
但是在有很多无所谓对错的事上
，But in many other issues, that's not as important.
往往纯粹只是一个个人的看法。跟角度
Often it's just our own perspective and opinion.
或者只是我们一些做事的方法的不同
Or the style of the way that we do ministry.
我们就需要谦让
We need to be humble.
反正让有职责的人在责任范围内做应做的决定
We need to let people with the responsibility and authority to make that decision.
我们不要轻易的越俎代庖
Do not go over your authority and your territory.
And Paul, 在信耶稣之前就是一个这么样子的人。
Paul was such a person before he believed in the Lord.
他说回想他以前他是协助神的。
Before he said he was helping the Lord.
因为他不承认耶稣是上帝的儿子。
Oh, before he accepted Jesus as the Son of God.
Well, because he did not accept.
Because he did not accept Jesus as Son of God.
And 他以前是逼迫人的。
He persecuted believers.
正如在《使徒行传》二十二章，他那里承认说，他逼迫信奉耶稣的人直到死地。
In Acts chapter 22, he talked about how he persecuted those people who believed in the Lord.
And 然后无论男女都锁拿下监。
He put brothers and sisters in prison.
你要知道，在古代的社会，女人是不坐牢的。
We should know that in ancient times, actually, very few women are put in prison.
因为女人的地位很低微，所以常常都不 认为他们是值得拉去坐牢的。
The position of women are so low that it's not worthy to put them into prison.
所以我们知道为什么耶稣钉十字架的时候，大部分的男的门徒都逃了，因为人家会抓。
So when Jesus was on the cross, all the men, all the brothers were gone because they may be captured.
但是反而忠心跟耶稣的妇女，他们不怕站在十字架下。
But the women, they were not afraid. They stood underneath the cross. Because no one will actually try to capture them. But in Paul's time, he actually was persecuting even the women. And he said he was an arrogant man. He used his authority to persecute others.
他保罗以前是大，就拿着大祭司的那权柄去迫害基督徒。
He took his order from the chief priest to persecute the believers.
但是他在大马士的路上。
But on the way to Damascus.
那被复活的主光照之后。
He was converted by the Lord.
保罗却今世而昨非。
He completely changed 180 degrees. He became a new person. It was a completely different Paul after that.
在哥林多前书四章十二节到十三节看见他是怎么样。
We can see that in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12.
他是劳苦亲手做工。被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受；被人毁谤，我们就善劝。
He said, "We work hard with our own hand. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we answer kindly."
坦白讲，这种的程度不容易做。
It's very hard to do this.
你来骂我，我可能第一个反应不是笑脸迎人。
If you come and scold me, my first reaction will not be to bless you.
我太太知道，反正那个你讲话顶撞我，我反正不会，反正那个不回话。
If you say something offended me, Reverend Lin said that he used to talk back to you.
所以这个不简单的。
So it's really not easy.
而且我们读书人还有一句话，君子报仇，十年未晚。
And the Chinese saying that to seek revenge, 10 years not too late.
所以很多中国人平常当时不回你话，是很多那个秋后算账。
So as a Chinese person, he may not say something right away, but he'll remember and seek revenge later.
但是我们看见保罗不一样。
But we can see that Paul's different.
他被他的耶稣基督改变。
He was changed by the Lord.
以前那一段八面威风逼迫人的日子，保罗说不堪回首话当年。
He did not even want to remember the things that he did in the past.
保罗看见的是上帝的怜悯。
He can see God's mercy in him.
使他不再在错误中活下去。
Then he did not continue to live in his wrong, his mistakes.
这就是成熟。
This is maturity.
保罗也劝告他所爱的弟兄姐妹，在腓立比书二章那里说。
In the book of Philippians, he encourages.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。这个顾的意思是关心别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking for your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus.
这就是成熟。
This is indeed maturity.
这就是长进。
This is growth.
然而保罗也为上帝丰盛的恩典而感谢。
Paul also gives thanks for God's blessings.
讲到丰盛，许多人第一个联想是什么？
What do we think of when we think about abundant blessings?
前弟兄说是，你说是什么？我看见你讲话了。
冰淇淋。Ice cream.
I agree.
Abundant blessings.
还有没有想到丰盛想到什么？
What do we think of when we think about abundant blessing?
想到很多金钱。
Talk about money.
我们常常想到的都是物质的祝福。
We often think about material blessings.
但是灵命成熟的保罗。
But a spiritually very mature Paul.
当他想到丰盛的恩典。
When he thought about abundant blessings.
是还能看见上帝丰丰富富的赐给他有信心和爱心。
It's because God has given him faith and love.
不是像林牧师只是想到冰淇淋。
It's not just like me, don't only think of ice cream.
因为昨天前弟兄在我家里看见冰箱里好多冰淇淋。
Yesterday, 之前 saw lots of ice cream in my refrigerator.
师母说：“你赶紧拿一点出来，让大家帮你吃掉。”
Mrs. Lin said, "We need to bring it out so people can finish it for you."
然后我拿了几罐出来，反正有些人说不少了，不少了。我说其实冰库里还有很多。
I took out a few of boxes, and there's still more in the freezer.
其实还有一些师母不知道的。
There's even some that Mrs. Lin doesn't even know about.
是在车库的那个冰库的最底下。
In the freezer in the garage.
那些是意大利的 gelato。
So the gelato from Italy.
对不起，讲。昨天因为拿了很多，大家已经说很够了，够了。Bruno 那些，下次再来，下次再来。
You can come visit again. Reverend Lin will bring out the good stuff.
信心是对上帝的。
Faith is for the Lord.
还能有了信心，才能够得救。
Once we have faith, we can have salvation.
罗马书三章就告诉我们听，信心多重要。
In the book of Romans, chapter 3,
这里说是神的义是因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，而世人犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。但是当我们信耶稣基督的时候，我们这一切相信的人都能够蒙神的恩典，得到救赎，白白的称义。
Romans chapter 3, verses 22 said, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jews and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus."
这里告诉我们，是还能借着信耶稣，我们就能够白白的称义。
That through the faith in Jesus Christ, we can be called righteous.
所以有了信心，才能够得救。
That we can be saved through our faith.
而罗马书五章那里更进一步告诉我们，有了信心，我们才可以积蓄在恩典中长进。
And Romans chapter 5 says, through faith we can continue to grow.
啊，声音没有。在这里，圣经是说，我们既因信称义。就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith.Into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
然后爱心呢是对众人的。
And love is for the people.
有了爱心，就是得救重生的凭据。
Love indeed is a manifestation of your salvation.
在约翰一书三章十四节说。
In First John chapter 3.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的燃住在死中。
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death.
当一个人有爱心，你就很确定的知道这个人的确是得救重生。
Through love, we can be sure that this person has indeed
gone
from death to life. We all know if we love other people or not.
然后在约翰一书四章。16-17节也是这么样子提醒说。
And First John chapter 4 reminds us that
神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them.
只有有爱的人能够与神同行。
Only if you have love, you can walk with God.
如果我们充满了愤怒，充满了憎恨，神就离得我们远远的。
We're full of anger, then God will depart from us.
许多人穷其一生所追求的不过是物质上的一点丰厚。
Many people throughout their life seek after material possessions.
很多人一生所追求的只是自己要多一点好处。
Many people seek their own good in their life.
但是保罗所追求的不是得着而是付出。
But what Paul is seeking is not to receive but to give.
保罗所追求的不是物质而是与上帝和他人建立 美好的关系。
Paul did not seek material possessions, but seek wonderful reconciliation through the Lord and with other people.
正如上个礼拜诗班所唱的那首歌提醒我们。
Just like what choir presented last week.
当然，用不同的眼光去看人生，你就得出不同的结论。
If you can use a different perspective to look at our lives, and you have a different conclusion.
为此，保罗能够说。我感谢那给我力量的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
How can Paul said I give thanks to the Lord, because he gave me the privilege to serve him through my strength.
侍奉不是生命中额外加添的麻烦。
To serve the Lord is not troublesome.
那是上帝对我们信任的托付。
It is indeed because God trusts us and gives us that responsibility.
是生命中最高无上的荣誉。
Indeed, it's a great honor in our lives to serve the Lord.
为此我们就值得感恩。
So because of that, we give thanks to the Lord.
为此我们就要活得堪为信徒的榜样。
So that we need to live as an example for our believers.
正如在腓立比书二章十三到十六节提醒我们。
Because the Philippians chapter 2 reminds us that
你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲背貌的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in the warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life.
这就是神在我们生命中的托付和计划。
This is indeed God's plan for our life and the responsibility he has entrusted in us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是何等的托付,
this is indeed a great responsibility.
这是何等值得感恩的事,
and it's also something we need to give thanks for.
在这个感恩节, 无论你过往一年过得如何,
in the Thanksgiving time, regardless of what happened in this past year,
我们都可以感恩,
we can all give thanks.
因为保罗提醒了我们
Because Paul has reminded us,
我们要为神的救赎来的感恩。
We need to give thanks for God's salvation.
我们要为神丰盛的恩典，让我们有信心、爱心来感恩。
We want to give thanks for God's abundant blessing to give us faith and love.
神也呼召了你我每个人都来侍奉他，我们要为这来的感恩。
We also want to give thanks for God's calling in our life to serve Him.
当你看到这一些,
When we see all these,
让我们心存感恩, 感谢主。
Indeed, we want to give thanks to our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，让我们做个祷告。
Thanks to our Lord. Let's pray.
立本无分。慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为在耶稣基督里，你给我们的丰富和祝福是世上不能夺去的。
Because the abundance and the blessing you've given to us cannot be taken away.
而那物质的丰厚可能转眼之间就会失去。
We may lose our material possession.
有时候我们依靠人，依靠一些人为的事情，这些都会是变化。
And sometimes we depend on other people. These things can all change quickly.
但是我们知道主你自己的爱永不改变。
But we know your love is faithful.
正如你在圣经里说，大山可以迁移，小山可以挪开，但是你的慈爱必永不离开我们。
Mountains may be moved, but your love will never leave us.
主啊，我们就谢谢你。
Lord, we want to give thanks to you.
当我们回顾过往的岁月，
As we look back in our lives,
我们为恩典而感谢。
We give thanks for your blessing.
因为你有赦免之恩。
Thank you for your forgiving.
你有医治之恩。
For your healing.
你更给了我们有信靠上帝的恩。
For our faith to believe in you.
你也给了我们对别人有爱心的恩典。
For our love for others.
你有时候也对我们很多人是有呼召我们来服侍你的恩。
You have also called many of us to serve you.
我们为此献上感谢。
We give you thanks for all these.
求主就帮助我们。
May you help us, Lord.
让我们珍惜现今所有的机会。
That we can cherish the opportunity they have given to us.
让我们每一天都活得心存感恩。
So every day we can live for you and to give thanks to you.
以致有一天当我们是与你面对面的时候。
So when we see you one day.
我们可以坦然无惧。
We can be without fear.
我们可以为乎一生，反而是为一生来的感谢。
We can look back to our life and give thanks.
求主帮助我们。
Make you help us, Lord.
让我们活得能够正如圣经所说的。
So we can live our lives as the Bible says.
反而在这个世代中，如同明光照耀。
That to shine a light in this world.
反而将生命之道彰显出来。
And to manifest the truth of life.
我们很多的时候我们觉得软弱。
Sometimes we feel we're weak.
我们有试探。
We have temptations.
我们有亏欠。
We have done wrong.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们